The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State head coach Susie Merchant. The Spartans enter this year's tournament as the number 10th seed and will face number 7th seed Indiana in the second round on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with an opening statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
Sure. Well, just excited this time of year. Obviously, everybody's getting ready for postseason play. It's a great opportunity for all the teams, certainly. And I think our team's getting healthier, having Shea back, and you know, Lexi's getting back from fracturing her arm, and some other kids that have had some issues are starting to get healthier. So I think that's helped us here down the stretch.
Thank you, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. That's star one. Our first question comes from Christy Williams-Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. Just with your team getting healthy headed into the tournament, how has the chemistry and statistics changed for you with Shea being back and Lexi, like you said, getting healthy with her elbow?
Well, I mean, she's a difference maker, I think, on both ends of the floor. Sometimes they make the stat sheet, obviously, and points and assists and things like that. But I just think she's, you know, a really good leader, you know, super athletic. She can really – she does a really good job for us covering up some mistakes defensively too, Christy. So I think it's just – there's just a lot of little things that she does that sometimes don't add up to a stat sheet. But I guess if I had to say who does she affect the most, I think she has really helped in other people's games around her too. You know, I think Taryn – she can set Taryn up and she can play a little more north and south. So I think if you look at the stat sheet, probably – the assist side of things, she's probably one of our best passers into the post, gets our transition going, so she helps a little bit on the offensive end, making everybody better around her.
Again, to ask a question, please press star and the number one. That's star one. Our next question is from Mike Carmen with Lafayette Journal.
Good morning, Susie.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. Do you feel like your team is kind of could be built for four games in 4 days with the depth that you have?
I hope so. I mean, I definitely think that that's one of our strengths. And then obviously we lost it there for about 5 or 6 games with a lot of injuries. But as we're starting to get healthier, I guess the good thing is that, you know, when you look at our stat sheet, you know, we're going to play kids that have had experience out there. You know, even more kids, certain kids are playing more minutes, obviously, being back like Shea. But you're right, I mean, we can go 10 deep, and that does help, I think. And when you can put Nia out there and Lexi out there, and even Kennedy can play 8-10 minutes a game for us, if we needed her to, I think that really helps us when you have to play back-to-back games.
Just in playing Indiana, I mean, the one of the hottest teams in the league down the stretch, and I know you played them earlier in the year, just what's making them click right now?
Well, I think a lot of things. I think they're playing really well. I think certainly Tyra and Cahill have really, as seniors, done what they should do, you know, really aggressively put a team on their back. I think the other thing is the two freshmen that they start at the swing spots aren't freshmen anymore. You know, I think early on, you know, they're trying to find their way and their roles and their way in the offense and what they do defensively. And now I think they've done a really good job of kind of turning over to that sophomore class and play with a lot of confidence. So, you know, I really think they're well coached. I think, you know, Tyra's a challenge. She lit us up for 21 at half, the first time we played them here, or the last time we played them here. So, and she's had a couple almost 40-point games here. So, I mean, she's definitely playing with the, you know, her time is limited. I think she knows that as a senior, regardless of what happens, and she doesn't want it to end. And I think Cahill's doing the same thing, and the other kids are taking, you know, kind of riding their coattails and doing what they can to make sure that doesn't happen.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. That's star one.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.